Welcome to today's episode of the Vine Resources podcast show. So we've entered into 2023, and if you looked at the news, there's lots of challenges facing organizations as there had been at the end of December. But speaking to people in the marketplace, there's still a lot to be done. And what we've heard a lot about is operational efficiencies in organizations. That will be talked about at a later point. But we wanted to talk today about, well, actually, how are you going to deliver those projects and programs in 2023, particularly when you may not have those resources available in-house? They might be tied up on other projects, or they could just not have the skill set that you need to deliver those projects. And that's really where contractors or consultants or freelancers, but contractors can come in really to be part of that solution for you. I think one of the first things that we often notice with our clients is that there's that reduced management, that reduced time to manage those consultants. Often or not, those consultants will be senior, independent, autonomous, and they'll have experience, huge experience, you know, working across organizations. They'll be very quick to being able to jump in, understand the business pains, work with the technology teams, for example, and hopefully deliver with minimum input. And of course, that's great for you, which means hopefully you can focus on your team's needs or the business needs and have less distractions. I think that's one of the key areas as well. Often all you get more flexibility with the contractor. You can bring them in for a short-term project. You might need a specialist skill to come in. You might not have those skills in-house. It may be that you've lost someone to another part of the business and you need to backfill. You might have someone on maternity or paternity leave and again may need those extra additional skills, or you may have lost someone at short notice and really would need that person to come in quickly. So bringing in a consultant or a contractor means you're able to scale up or scale down quickly and utilize that resource on a project very, very quickly. And obviously if things ramp down or change, you don't have the same issues that you would with a permanent member of the team having to let them go in the organization if you can't redeploy them elsewhere. You've also got that increase of speed as well. The average time to hire a contractor, you know, again, depending on the skill set, but can typically be 2 to 3 weeks actually. So, you know, there's a shortlist process, there's an interview process, and then there's an onboarding process. And any good partner would be able to work with you to manage that process down so you could quickly have that person on board rather than eliminating that sort of long, drawn out hiring process for a permanent hire. And also, even when you've got that permanent hire, you may have to work through their notice, and that's still a risk that they may not even join you. There's generally less risk with taking contractors on. They're generally proven with that experience. And again, if for some reason they don't fit within your team or the team's needs, those people can be replaced or brought someone else quickly. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but it just gives you that additional flexibility and less risk if things go wrong. You'll probably find as well that there's good knowledge transferring and mentoring with the right kind of experienced contractor. So, you know, they can bring their valuable skills, they can bring their experience, they can bring that tacit knowledge and also that life skills to maybe a junior, more junior member of the team and the wider team. And you want to not only get them to do probably whatever the outcome is on that project, but perhaps there's time to support or mentor, or that could be part of the role as well. You know, the final bit is really that ability to challenge the status quo and bring fresh ideas. We often find with our contractors that we place on projects is that they don't have that affiliation to feel afraid sometimes to challenge when they go into an organization. They're very used to doing that. And that's actually a great thing to have, because you want people to challenge you. You want people to bring new ideas. You want people to think about different ways of solving your problems. And I think this is a great thing to have to give you more flexibility within your team and to deliver what you need to do to get the projects delivered. Now, finally, I asked if you wanted to talk about this in a bit more detail and how contractors can help you. Feel free to reach out to me and we can talk about a consulting session with you. Best way to get me is david@vineresources.com. Hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Vine Resources podcast, and we look forward to speaking to you soon.